Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Sergeant Wayne Alden.
The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be chairing your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Mr. Alden?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
I will begin your hearing shortly. I just need to fill out a tiny bit of paperwork. Thank you. Also, before I continue, are there any supporters or victims representatives for Mr. Alden today?
No, I have signed in, sir.
Okay, just always good to double check.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Arthur Wayne Alden, 061827.
Thank you, Mr. Alden. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31412B parole hearing to consider parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You can see on your teleconference screen, we have four voting board members at this time. To my far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. I will begin this hearing with a summary. Mr. Arthur Alden is 58 years old. He was certified eligible by ADC for 31412B parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. He's currently serving a 21-year sentence for attempt to commit first-degree murder. If granted parole, he will advance to a final 21-year sentence for first-degree burglary. Said crimes occurred on or about August 17, 1986. He was approximately 28 years old at the time of the incident offenses. He was convicted by jury trial on January 21, 1987. His case was appealed and upheld on February 6, 1990. According to ADC time computation, he will be parole eligible for his current sentence effective March 25, 2018. So, again, though he is eligible for parole to his next consecutive sentence, he is not considered effective until March 25th, 2018. I will now read a summary of the offense in question. On August 17, 1986, at about 7 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Alden and Richard French, co-defendant in this cause, entered the apartment of Lance Staub and Darren, I'll say Havlick. Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Alden had, and this is the language of the report, a beef with Havlick, whom he believed had snitched him off to police concerning his drug sales activities. As Staubs lay in bed, the defendant commenced a heated argument with Havlick, holding a handgun at the time. Ultimately, Mr. Alden grabbed a pillow from Mr. Staubs' head, put it to Havlick's head, as French held the victim, then shot him in the head. The bullet in his skull, just behind the ear, and traveled backwards at a downward angle. Mr. Alden soon, it looks like, returned to Staub's bed, placed the pillow against his head, fired a round. His bullet passed through his shoulder. As Staub pleaded with the defendant not to shoot him again, the defendant transferred the pillow to the top of Staub's head. In anticipation of being shot in that area, Staub worked his hands on the pillow to deflect any further gunshots. Mr. Alden shot Staub twice again through the pillow. Those bullets traveled through the pillow and struck the fingers on both hands. The bullets fragmented against the bones in his fingers and did not enter the skull. Mr. Alden and French then left the apartment. Staub waited until he thought the coast was clear, then rose and summoned the police via 911. So far, does everything sound correct, Mr. Allman?
No, sir, that's not.
Okay. I will continue reading this shortly, but what would you like to add?
The beef was between my co-defendant and Lavik, not me.
Okay, sir. Was I correct that you were 28 years old at the time, or were you 27?
I was 27.
Okay. I knew it was approximately, but it's good to have that confirmation. To continue with the summary, Mr. Allman has completed moderate programming in ADC to include his GED. Sir, have you completed your GED inside the correction system?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. This hearing is to consider parole to his next sentence. He has no release plan at this time. He has an extensive history of discipline in ADC from 1987 to 2017, with his last major on April 21st, 2017, for positive or refusal to provide a urinalysis. This is his third hearing before the board, with his last on April 9, 2002, in which he was granted parole from his previous sentence. There are no letters of support from friends, family, or community's parole packet. And again, Mr. Allman, I'll ask you, were any letters sent? Because sometimes they come to us late, and I will admit openly they can get stuck between other documents. So did you have any support letters?
No, sir, I didn't. Most of my family has died since I've been in prison.
Thank you, sir. And please accept our condolences.
On UA?
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't have went back to use it, but they took me off from my medication for my neuropathy and for the bullet wound in my hand. And I was in severe pain, and I did mess up. I'm willing to admit that. And I went back to using some drugs to help the pain out. And I'd been clean for a while before that. And I messed up. That's all I can say about that. But if I'd been on my gabapentin for my neuropathy pain, I probably wouldn't have went back to Houston, because I just completed a year-long drug course at the Red Rock facility down in Eloy.
Thank you, sir. I'm just doing a quick review here. Mr. Allman, we have new board members since your last parole hearing. This is an opportunity for the board. I'm sorry, I said since your last parole hearing, but I think that was quite some time ago. So we've had new board members, period, since you've appeared before this board. This is an opportunity for the board to get to know you. Please tell us in your own words about the crimes that led to your incarceration.
I was young and stupid, and Lavik and my co-defendant was feuding over a girl, and I went along with him, and my co-defendant went off in the closet with Lavik with a knife, and Lavik come out with a knife, and I got scared and I shot him.
Was there drugs involved at the time?
We was all using drugs, yes, sir.
Now, again, I'm not here to retry cases or find new charges, but were you involved in the sale of drugs? I mean, were you involved in drug trafficking or just using drugs? What was going on at that time?
All of us was using drugs.
Thank you, sir.
There was no sales. They tried to say that there was sales and there was a call to 911, but nobody could find the call to the drug people or any of that, because there was no sales. I was scoring drugs for them and me, for all of us to use, but it was no sales.
We have a notation that you had some prior DWI charges in New Mexico. Were those felonies or misdemeanors?
Those were misdemeanors.
Thank you, sir.
That's my the only priors that I've ever had. And may I say something at this point?
This is your board, sir. Yes, we want to hear from you.
I would like to request absolute discharge on the count that this last 21 burglary charge by law was supposed to be run concurrent with the other two 21s, and there was supposed to be a sentence computation held in 94 on this matter by the board, and they never did hold it. Because there was nothing broken into, there was nothing stolen out of the house or any of that. And the fact that me being in the house didn't put the victims at any more risk of harm than the initial crime, and I couldn't have committed the first degree attempted murder without first entering the house, and it was supposed to be burglary charge is supposed to be run concurrent with one of them.
As opposed to consecutive, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to my board chairman for just 1 second, and this is just for his greater understanding. If they have, I'm sorry, if the individuals inside the correction system have some sort of concern about that, is that something to be dealt with inside a DOC?
That should be dealt with inside a DOC, but let me just ask you one question, because we're not going to make a determination at all, the board will not. But why did you say it was concurrent? Did the court at that time say it was a concurrent sentence rather than a consecutive one? Or how did you come to the conclusion that it should have been concurrent, sir?
That there was a clemency board at that time, then in 94 the law changed, and there was a sentence computation board supposed to be held on it. And then the sentence computation board was supposed to be held in 95.
What I'm going to suggest, because I do not have a solution to what you're asking, but if you feel that that is the case, and that this board did at that time in 94 agree to what you just stated, I would ask that you would send the board a written statement to that effect with all of the details, so that if possible, if the records have not been have not disappeared, so that the necessary research could take place, and then the board could make its determination what it would do next, sir. So if you would just
the board told me that they was going to hold a hearing on the issue and to get my paperwork ready, and that was on a Monday, and then I was supposed to have the hearing on Thursday, and they never showed up.
And I'm just asking you if you would put all that in writing so that the necessary research can be done by the existing board, the current board, because as you know, since 94, there have been so many new board members and so many changes in staff since then. So if you could get something in writing so that the board will have, can review that, I mean the current board can review it and can see what can agree or disagree with what you are saying, sir. So if you would do that, then the board will be delighted if you would send a letter to the board just outlining exactly what you just told us, sir.
All right. Well, at this point, can I ask the board to please take it into consideration for absolute discharge? I've done 32 years, sir, and nobody was even killed.
Okay, sir, let me... what I would suggest again, sir, that you would, because you are eligible for absolute discharge, if I'm reading this correct, Mr. Chairman, I believe this is a 412B or 411, which means that you would be eligible, but the board is going to have to review all of that before the board can make any determination. So I'm still asking if you would provide the board with some documentation so that the board can make a decision, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Back to the hearing. I do want to understand that there was a reason why I hit the brakes, if you will, and asked this question, because we want to make sure that you get pointed in the right direction, especially if this is a concern of yours.
Well, see, see under the 90, the new 94 law, the same vacation law, all three of these 21s would have been then concurrent.
Unfortunately, we have to take the information that's provided to us at Ames at face value, and I will tell you, our Ames records in two locations in your parole package are consistently stated as consecutive sentences, not concurrent sentences. So again, that's not to deny you some sort of due process, but we certainly recommend that you research that, talk to your CO3 in time computation to see if there was in fact some sort of change that would result in another hearing before this board. But at this point, we have no choice but to continue with this hearing as a 31412B parole hearing to consider parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. To continue, I'll ask you this, and that is, how do you feel, and as you stated, you've been in the correction system for quite some time now. We recognize that. How do you feel that you've changed over these years?
I've changed a lot. I've realized that I have messed up. It ruined my life. It ruined my whole family's life. And I am really deeply sorry for it. And I wish I could go back and change it, but I can't. And I realize that I just have to move forward. And I just would really like the chance to get out there and show everybody that it was a one-time mistake that I made when I was younger.
Thank you, sir. You did have, and you admitted to it, and we appreciate your honesty with this board. We recognize that drugs are available inside the correction system. You stated that you began using drugs inside ADC for pain management. What sort of drugs did you use?
I used methamphetamine.
And again, this is maybe more of a curiosity, but methamphetamine served as a painkiller for you? I expected you to say heroin, quite honestly.
Well, I just, 2 years ago, I had surgery on my lung, and they had to scrape 15 blood clots out of it, and the methamphetamine contains Sudafed that helps me breathe.
Again, thank you for being honest with this board. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Allman, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement that you would like to make to this board before we go into discussion, in particular, why you think we should pass you to your next consecutive sentence?
I just feel like that, I've done my time for the crime that I committed. I deeply regret it, and I would really appreciate the chance to show you guys that I have changed. I took several different courses in here, and other
than that, I really don't know. But I truly have changed. Thank you, Mr. Allman. And again, thank you for being candid, straightforward with this board, and for being pleasant. We do take that into consideration. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're discussing the case with you directly, especially because you can see and hear us, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So we ask that you stay on the telephone. You can listen to our deliberation, and we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, Mr. Allman.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, we've listened to Mr. Allman. I certainly hear his concerns about the interpretation as to whether or not this current charge should be concurrent or consecutive. Again, I think that that's something that needs to be researched with DOC and time computation to make sure that there wasn't some sort of misinterpretation. But the fact remains, we continue to be confronted with a 31412B parole to the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I recognize Mr. Allman has been in the correction system for a considerable amount of time. This was independent of the fact that it did not result in a full murder. There are two attempted murder charges, one that was passed to the next consecutive sentence in the early millennia, with another attempt to commit murder, as well as a burglary charge that is pending. These are violent crimes. I'm grateful that they did not result in deaths, but they are violent crimes to be sure. Regarding whether or not, as one voting board member, I believe that we can pass this to the next consecutive sentence, my larger concerns deal with his behavior inside the correction system, in as much as that he has had, if I'm not mistaken, discipline all the way up until 2017 that have been upheld. So we have majors in 13, 14, and 17, and of course he made reference to having a relapse with drugs inside the prison system. So I'm not comfortable at this point with passing into his next sentence, but I'm certainly open to the collective wisdom of my peers, and you may be seeing it differently than me.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is to take it slowly, deny parole to his next consecutive sentence, an absolute discharge. And I'm also asking, based on the time of when the sentencing happened, which was the crime happened in 86, was sentencing in 87, so that would make him eligible for a 1-year set off, if you agree.
Agree.
And I will go ahead and read the reasons why before I put it to motion, and that was serious and violent offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury. I believe it was, am I correct, it was more than one victim, correct? Two victims? History of continued substance abuse, prior criminal history, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction, and no family or community support system. And for the board members, that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Everything's in order. Okay, Mr. Allman, did you hear our vote and our reasons for denying parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge?
Yes, sir, I did.
We highly encourage you to research the issue that you're speaking of regarding the concurrent versus consecutive sentences. And this board will certainly act if we receive direction from Department of Corrections. But for now, we'll be hearing your parole hearing again in approximately 1 year.
Okay, what do I have to do to make the parole in 1 year?
No, you will automatically come before this board again in 1 year. In the meantime, if there's an issue regarding consecutive or concurrent sentences, we encourage you to research that issue through your CO3 in the Department of Corrections.
What do I need to do?
I can't give you direction in that matter, sir. The board listens to cases. We take them very seriously. We take your due process very seriously. but we can't give you direction as to what to do. What we would suggest is that you talk to your CO3 and find out what you need to do to research that issue.
All right.
This board's, I'm sorry, this hearing has been concluded. Thank you for hearing. Getting a little tongue twisted.
Okay.
Thank you for appearing before this board today. This hearing has been concluded. Thank you, sir.
All